when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Forget like I should. Heaven knows I would if I could, but I just can't keep you off my mind. Though you're gone, I have to explain. All around me you still remain. Wonder why fate should be so unkind. Waking skies at sunrise, every sunset too. That have left a rosary of tears. Your face beams in my dreams, spite of all I do.
What a beautiful reminder of memories rendered beautifully by Bette Midler. Hello, this is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW FM, Long Island's only. I mean, it is a proverbial sonic needle in an electronic haystack. Long Island's only NPR station. And I'm happy to join you today at the end of a year. The end of an extraordinary year, an extraordinarily difficult year. And one tradition we've folded in the last few years is to have a recap, a memoriam, a celebration, as it were, of the extraordinary people in musical theater who left us in 2020, along with, of course, so many citizens, as it were, who weren't in the musical theater. But what a difficult year it has been. So we recognize everyone. And remember everyone who's left us fondly. Well, we had a couple of hundred plussers who left us this year. Extraordinary. Vera Lynn was, if you know your British history, I would say the voice of England. I think she was voted at one point the Briton who best represented the country. And in World War II, she sang a lot of anthems, We'll Meet Again, for instance. And although she never appeared on the musical stage in a musical per se, Lionel Bart, the composer and lyricist of Oliver, had this clever idea. He wrote a show called Blitz, which was in the West End, which was set, not surprisingly, during the Blitz in the 1930s and 40s. And he had Vera Lynn record a song that he actually wrote for her. It's rather magical idea. It's sort of stunt casting at its best. So here is Vera Lynn, who left us at the age of 103 with her West End debut.
Serving somewhere in England. It was sent with love from Mum, Dad, Jean, and little Robert. And now for all our forces on land, sea, and air, our own forces sweetheart, Vera Lynn.
The day after tomorrow will be here soon. The day after tomorrow, they'll play our tune, and we'll harmonize together, sweet and low, once again, dear. Just you realize, wherever you may go, I'm waiting here till then. Should you be lonely, just think of me, and we'll never be really apart. You might think I'm pretending, but I know you'll be spending the day after tomorrow in my heart. Till then, should you be lonely,
safe with me. I can protect what's mine. I am a sturdy maple tree, and you're my clinging vine.
With the just full of maple trees, cedar and oak and pine, let me look them over, please, and then I'll let you know if you have a show. After I have looked around the world for a mate, then perhaps I might fall back on you. When I am convinced that there is no better fate, then I might decide that you will do.
I am just an average lad, though no gift to womanhood. Some girls say I'm not so bad.
Others say you're not so good. But if you are patient, dear, and willing to wait. There's a chance I might fall back on you.
Well, the astute among you will recognize the voices of Marge and Gower Champion. That was from the film of Showboat. And Marge Champion, who was, what can I say, a champion of musical theater, both in the movies and on Broadway with her then husband, Gower Champion, left just this year, I think at 101. That is extraordinary. Well, we always celebrate music here at Broadway to Main Street, even though it's not necessarily a Broadway show. Here are two composers that I think are tremendous. Ennio Morricone, who is probably one of the two or three greatest soundtrack writers, soundtrack composers of the 20th and 21st century. He wrote an amazing score to a movie called Once Upon a Time in America. He also wrote, of course, Once Upon a Time in the West and The Mission and you name it. Here is a beautiful song called Deborah's Theme, I Knew I Loved You, with lyrics. Who knew? Here is Haley Westenra.
The hands of time. I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. In worn-out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. He would do the old soft shoe. He could jump so high, jump so high, and then he'd lightly touch down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans, I was. Well, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the very eyes of age. As he spoke right out, talked of life. Lord, he talked of life. Laughed, slapped his leg a step. Said his name was Bojangles, then he danced a lick right across the cell. He grabbed his pants, took a better stance, jumped up high. That's when he clicked his heels, then he let go a laugh. Lord, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. That was Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Lord, he could dance. He told me of the times he worked for minstrel shows, traveling throughout the South. He spoke with tears of 15 years, how his dog and he, they just traveled about. But his dog up and died, dog up and died. And after 20 years he still grieved. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky-tonks. For my drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. You see, son, I drinks a bit. Then he shook his head. Lord, when he shook his head, I could swear I heard someone say, please. Mr. Bojangles, I'm Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, come back and dance, 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 please dance. I'm Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, dance. Why can't you come back and dance? Please, Bojangles, dance. dance again, Bojangles.
Well, that, of course, was Sammy Davis Jr. And how did I sneak him in? He died several decades ago. Well, the composer of Mr. Bojangles, Jerry Jeff Walker, left us in 2020. He had recorded it himself. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band recorded it. Tom Jones recorded it. And then Sammy Davis Jr. picked it up and made it one of his immortal signature songs. Let us turn to the musical stage, to once-in-a-lifetime performers. If you were like I and you saw Ain't Misbehavin' in 1978, those performers just rocked your world. There was a trio of women, Charlene Woodard, Nell Carter, and Arnelia McQueen, who left us in 2020. Let us hear her sing a great Fats Waller tune.
Daddy, you've been doggone sweet on me. Daddy, you're the only one I see. You know I need but you, 'cause you're my man. He loves me like no one can. Something about you I can't resist.
so heartless? How can people be so cruel? Easy to be hard, easy to be cold. Oh, how can people have no feelings? How can they ignore their friends? Easy to be proud, easy to say no.
That was Lynn Kellogg, one of the many talented performers in the ensemble of Hair, which revolutionized the American musical. Among, of course, the many tragedies of 2020 are the people we lost due to COVID-19. And among Broadway people, there were few performers as beloved as Nick Cordero. And here he is in his star-making turn as the gangster in Bullets Over Broadway. Here's Nick.
Morality. What the hell does that word mean? Public opinion? I make my own public opinion, so don't give me any lectures. If I should take a notion to jump into the ocean, tain't nobody's business if I do. If I dislike my lover and leave her for another, tain't nobody's business if I do. Well, I won't call no copper if I'm beat up by my papa. Tain't nobody's business if I do. Tain't nobody's business. Rather than persecute you, I choose that I would shoot you. Tain't nobody's business. Tain't nobody's stupid business. Tain't nobody's business if I do. After all, the way to do is do just as you please, regardless of their talking. Oftentimes the ones that talk will get down on their knees and beg your pardon for their squawking. Tain't nobody's business if I do. Tain't nobody's lousy business. Tain't nobody's business if I do. business if I do. If I go to church on Sunday, burn down my school on Monday.
Well, we don't necessarily think of Dame Diana Rigg as a musical theater performer. She could do just about anything, everything from James Bond movies to Game of Thrones to classical theater. But she did a few turns. Here is, I think, a beautiful rendition she did with Leslie Ann Down of Stephen Sondheim's Everyday Little Death from the film of A Little Night Music.
Every day a little death, in the parlor, in the bed, in the curtains, in the silver, in the buttons, in the bread. Every day a little sting, in the heart and in the head. Every move and every breath, and you hardly feel a thing, brings a perfect little death. He smiles sweetly, strokes my hair, says he misses me. I would murder him right there, but first I'd die. He talks softly of his wars and his horses and his whores. I think love's a dirty business.
So do I.
I'm before him on my knees, and he kisses me. He assumes I'll lose my reason, and I do. Men are stupid, men are vain. Love's disgusting, love's insane. A humiliating business.
Oh, how true.
Every day a little death.
Every day a little death.
On the lips and in the eyes.
In the parlor, in the bed.
In the murmurs, in the pauses,
in
the gestures,
in
the
sighs. In the buttons, in the bread.
Every day a little sting.
Every day a little die.
In the heart and in the head.
In the looks and in the lies.
Every move and every breath, and you hardly feel a thing. Brings a perfect little death.
Well, Terrence McNally was a major figure in the American theater as a playwright and also as a book writer. He wrote more than a half dozen musicals. Here are two of them. The first is Kiss of the Spider Woman, a great Candra Knepp score, and someone else we lost in 2020, Brent Carver, who won a Tony Award for the flamboyant Molina, who dresses them up in Argentina. Kiss of the Spider Woman.
We're going to be together for some time. You'd think you'd want to know something about me. Of course, dressing things up is my speciality. I'm a window dresser at Montoya's, their main store. Thank you very much. And I'm good at it, too. And do you know why? It's because I can't rest until each mannequin is perfect. Dressing them up, I love the dressing them up. The subtle tilt of a hat, touches like that make me the best of the lot at dressing them up. I was the cream of the crop. The way I buckled the belt, folded the felt, helped me to get where I got. Before I got where I got, I was the absolute top. For example, once I asked for a Balenciaga scarf to stuff in a mannequin's purse. They told me no one on earth will see. I answered no one on earth but me. I stood my ground as no other dresser does. And darling, guess what? Balenciaga it was. Dressing them up, I was the creme de la creme. As I adjusted each hem, I kept on dazzling them at my particular store, which was the best in the town. You'll never catch them wearing a frown, or catch them dressing me down for my finesse at dressing them up. Raise that skirt just an inch or two, add some rouge, just a pinch or two, start the fan, no, much gustier, stuff that gauze, make her bustier, ooh, that rock, too much red in it, I would not be content in it. Well, they start out like hell, but I make them sell by dressing them up, from earrings down to their boots, in evening dresses or suits, unlike some second-rate fruits at other second-rate stores, which can't compare to my own. You'll never catch them wearing a frown, or catch them dressing me down for my finesse at dressing them up. I had the touch, thank you very much.
It's a privilege to go on expedition with you, Admiral Perry. It's men like you who've made this country great. What's that? In the distance. Such a ghostly glow.
They're called rag ships. Immigrants from every cesspool in Western and Eastern Europe.
They're brave people, whoever they are. Coming so far. Expecting so much. A salute to the man on the deck of that ship. A salute to the immigrant stranger. Heaven knows why you'd make such a terrible trip. May your own God protect you from danger. Is it freedom or love that you pray for? In your guttural accent, too late, long gone. A salute to a fellow who hasn't a chance. Journey.
The ship going back home?
No. America is home now. We will never go back there.
Look, someone is waving. Where is he going?
He's a fool on a fool's journey. You depart on a ship from a country like this. Why on earth would you want to be leaving? Was it something you lost that you suddenly miss? Are you angry or possibly grieving? Do you see in my face what you've lost, sir? Are you moved by the death ship we sail upon? Well, perhaps you're a man who's in search of his heart. Journey on.
Two ships passing in the kinship of the darkness. One going from
one coming to America.
Two men meeting at the moment of a journey. For a moment in the darkness, we're the same.
And what of a people whose boundaries change?
I salute
you,
my friend.
So bravely and end up so safe.
May you find what you
I will be journeying.
As you go
journeying
on the sea.
We're two ships passing at a distance through the darkness.
One going from
one coming to America. Strangers sharing the beginnings of a journey.
I salute you.
God be with you.
I will miss you
in the darkness of the
dawn. Journey on.
Journey On from Ragtime, and we wish Terrence McNally Godspeed on his journey. He left us in 2020, and he wrote the book to Ragtime. That is quite a miraculous book. It condenses this immense novel into 2 hours and 45 minutes and sort of does it in the third person. Very, very, very intelligent work. The last few years, we've been doing a Memories of You program, and I keep wanting to do it in the middle of December, and sometimes I hold back because sadly there are people who leave us late in December. And here is one, a real heartbreaker. Anne Reinking, one of the great original dancers on Broadway. She was, of course, one of Bob Fosse's several muses, and also a fabulous singer. She had this kind of smoky, interesting voice. Too bad she never did a nightclub act or recorded. I would love a recording of, Anne Reinking sings 13 great Broadway songs. Well, here is a decent movie song, but it's something that many people remember because she was in the first film version of Annie. And this goes out to my good friend, Stephanie Jansen, a memory of Anne Reinking.
Let him be, not for
and not afraid to cry. I've got to make him grow into what he can become. I'm frightened, for I know the little boy I'm starting from. To make the boy a man and to make the man a king.
That's how I remember Anne Reinking as Joan of Arc. You go save France. I got to wash up. You go save France. In Good Time Charlie, a musical with Joel Grey that didn't do so great, but has a wonderful score. And she does a wonderful job in that, not quite her 11 o'clock number. It was more of like her 10-12 number. But there you are. There's Anne Reinking. Well, it's been a difficult year for everyone. It's so great, though, as we end 2020, thank God we end 2020 and we look into 2021, that we could share this music with you, you know, since the pandemic hit with my ever reliable engineer, Sal Lerner. We've been able to give you pretty much a new show every weekend. So thanks for listening. Here's to 2021, which we'll be discovering next week as we begin our 10th anniversary. How about that? And last year, the day after Christmas, Jerry Herman left us. So we did a tribute to Jerry Herman in early January, but we didn't get him in our Memories of You 2019. So here he is. And if anybody in the American musical theater, performer, director, composer, lyricist, you name it, would want us to go out of the year on a high note, on an ebullient note, it would be Jerry Herman. So here he is with Karen Morrow, singing one of his classic hits. I wish you all well. See you next year.
The best of times is now. What's left of summer but a faded rose? The best of times is now. As for tomorrow, well, who knows, who knows, who knows? So hold this moment fast and live and love as hard as you know how. And make this moment last, because the best of times is now, is now, is now. Now, not some forgotten yesterday. Now, tomorrow is too far away. So hold this moment as you know how, and make this moment last, because the best of times is now, is now, is now. So
where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.